What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of All In or All Out. My name is Kevin Harris, and I am your host. This week, I want to talk about foundation. And what I mean, I don't mean, you know, foundation about makeup that you put on your face, that women put on their face. I guess some guys, I don't know. There's a movie, you know, you go to look up the definition of foundation and all this other stuff starts pulling up. But it was, I guess there's a show, movie, or geology, I don't know. Either way, that's not the foundation I'm talking about. Foundation when building a house. Or when building anything, we look for a foundation. Even when you're giving a speech or you're a keynote speaker or something, you got to have a foundation of what you're talking about, starting point of what you build your thesis on or build your statements on. You know, you need a foundation to base it off of. And so, you know, I want to talk about building a foundation when it comes to your relationships and you know, what that looks like maybe and how that goes for you. And one thing is, like, if you define it where it says the lowest load-bearing part of a building, typically below ground level, it doesn't have to be, or like I said, when speaking, it's an underlying basis or principle that you're building your facts on when giving a statement. But it's the lowest load-bearing part of the building, typically below ground level. But it's a load-bearing, it's a, you know, foundation that you build. And when you start a building, you know, you want a firm foundation. You want a foundation that's level and one that'll withstand and hold up. Now, there's a parable about, and maybe it's been a while since I've read it, but it talks about building a house on sand. You know, you can go in there and you know, level out some sand and pour some concrete on top of it and have your foundation. Most foundations are concrete, by the way. Don't necessarily have to be, but most when building a house and stuff, they'll have the foundation on concrete. And, you know, if you put it on sand, build it on sand, all it takes is some water. If you've ever been to the beach and see how the sand, like when your feet stand there and the water keeps going by you and your feet keep sinking, you know, it washes the sand away from around your foot and you keep, you know, keeps going deeper into the ground. Or, you know, if you've ever seen build a sandcastle and then the water comes up and takes it away, man, it doesn't take much for sand. Wind can blow the sand away. Water can really hurt it. So when building on your foundation on something as like sand, you know, is a setting up for a collapse, for it to cave in, for it to fall apart. You know, when building a house, they'll go out there and take some, you know, heavy equipment and clear out a land and a nice smooth surface and make sure that the ground's packed, and pour that foundation of concrete to build the house on to last. I mean, the house I'm living in now is, it'll be 30 years old next year. So that's a house we're built on. It's still standing. So it's built on, you know, a solid foundation. And even when, you know, if you want to build a house on rocks, I mean, it's going to be unlevel. All it takes for one rock to fall out, you know, start causing cracks in the foundation and for it to eventually crumble. Or if you want to put your foundation in a tree, I've seen tree houses, looking to go on a trip and looking at different, you know, little resort tree houses. Man, the only thing about those being up in a tree is, you know, what the wind blows the tree over. It moves the tree just a little bit and separates the wood from, you know, the tree. And then your foundation starts falling one board at a time. So when it comes to building relationships, You want to make sure that you're building on a solid foundation. And it's a relationship, whether you're looking to get married, whether you're looking for friends, whether it's looking for even coworkers. You want to have a solid foundation in those relationships. And so you want to make sure when you're building those relationships that you start with a solid foundation. You know, it's level, dirt's packed, and you're laying that foundation down so that it'll be solid and withstand, you know, winds and rain and, you know, the weather. And, you know, for me, and this is for me, and it seems to be working pretty good, but like with my marriage, you know, we have a foundation, and we started with God as our foundation. That's what we're building our marriage on, God, and the beliefs of the Bible, what we believe to know. And so once you start building on that, then the other things can kind of go into place. And that's when you start, you know, having trust. And that's when you start, you know, showing empathy for one another and start caring for one another. And you start building on that and trusting one another and encouraging one another. And you start building that relationship on a solid foundation. You know, sometimes we get caught up in trying to, you know, we want to do, you know, like with relationships, man, we allow things like lust, and we allow things, you know, when you're looking for marriage, lust or looks or, you know, things like that, you know, we start basing our foundation on stuff like that and start building a relationship on that. But we'll soon find out, man, all it takes is that one morning you wake up and like, whoa, that's not who I married. Or they, you know, or they, you know, start acting one way and so that's not who, you know, I thought this person was. Or, you know, you got to be careful, man, of what you're building that foundation on. You can't build it on things that the world deems to be good. Of, you know, you got to get to know that person, the root of that person, down to the foundation of what their, you know, what their life is built on, and what they stand on, and their beliefs and things like that. Because everything else can be shaky. All it's going to take is that one, you know, that one bad night or that one bad situation that could cause it to crumble. It's like the, what's the name of that game? You build the blocks up. Jumanji. Is it Jumanji? Did I just make up a movie? Django. I don't know. Whatever that the blocks is you build, and you pull one out, you know, halfway down or at the bottom, whatever, and you got to keep the tower standing. You know, that's what it's like. You know, as you pull those pieces out, man, is that foundation firm enough? Is that foundation solid enough to hold that relationship? You know, it even comes true with our relationships with our friends. You know, what are we doing to build? Are we, you know, basing, for me, you know, growing up, like I thought, you know, if I bought my friends stuff or whatever, that's kind of foundation I was building. I'd make sure I'd buy the drinks when we went out, or I'd buy the whatever. I'd pay for the movies. And I thought money was a foundation. Even with my kids at first, I thought, man, by buying them gifts and stuff, man, I was building this false foundation that, you know, that it took money, you know, to strengthen this, excuse me, it took money to strengthen this relationship. And so, you know, when you start building foundation on that and belief, man, what if your money runs out? Then what? You know, then you start losing your friends. And then they start fading out and be like, oh, well, he ain't buying me stuff anymore. He ain't paying for my way to go to the movies or paying for my, you know, my drinks or whatever. So I quit hanging out with him, quit going with him. You know, you got to figure out what you're building that foundation on, man. When it comes to friends, you start with trust, you know, building on trust and knowing that you can trust each other, knowing that you can tell them something and you know that it won't go anywhere, that you know that, you know, you're not going to hear it from someone else, you know, a week later, you know, on the streets, you know. So you gotta work on those relationships, those foundations, you know. With, you know, love is a big one, man. Loving on people is a great way to start building a foundation for a relationship, man. Showing them love through the hard times, through the tough times. Man, this guy I've been working with who's been in jail lost his son a couple of weeks ago. And I can't imagine, you know, what he's going through being locked up and going through that and not being there and those kind of things. But, man, I just love on the guy and encourage the guy and try to point him in the right direction and know that, you know, that God has him right where he wants him and where he should be and that God's got this and in control. And so just trying to encourage, you know, and show when you start building with, you know, a foundation of love and care and selflessness, you know, is a big one. You know, everybody, it's always about them. But when you start showing that you care about others, that's when you can really firm up a foundation. That's when you can really secure a relationship and know that, you know, it's not about you and you're not selfish. And people can see that. So I just want you to think about that. When it comes to the relationships that you're building, the relationships that you have, you know, what does that look like for you? What are you starting these relationships on? Are you starting a relationship on a lie? Like if you're dating this girl and you're lying to her about how much you make and what you do and you're going here, but you're really not. And, you know, you're telling them one thing and doing another, you know, eventually those lies will be broke down and found out and that relationship will start to crumble. So I just want you to think about that. When you're building relationships, what foundation are you laying to enhance those relationships, to build on those relationships, to encourage those relationships? What are you doing for those relationships? And with coworkers, man, it's no different, man. Everybody wants one that's got their back, that'll help them, you know, that'll put their, when they get done with their work and they go and see who needs help and, you know, regardless if they're getting paid to do that or not, but they at least are there to encourage, to help along and to push and to work with. And so, you know, building those relationships are a big deal. So you got to think, you know, what am I doing to build on these relationships that I have, whether it's a marriage or whether it's a dating relationship, whether it's a, you know, a coworker or a friend or your kids, man, think about those relationships and the foundation that they're all, you know, built on and are doing. So I just want to encourage you to make sure that you're doing your part, because we always worry about, well, they're not doing this and they're not doing that. And man, you know, you can't point the finger at others and blame others, because, you know, that's not a foundation that works. Man, I always say when you point your finger, man, you got, you know, three more pointing back at you. So we got to take our responsibility, take our part in these things. But what are you doing to build on these relationships? What are you doing to enhance them, to encourage them, to nourish them, and to water them and flourish them? And make sure that you're building those foundations on solid, you know, on solid ground, and not on sand or rocks or trees that can be blown away at any moment, or water can take them out. So when it comes to relationships and when it comes to building foundations, you're either all in or all out.